This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the government has significantly increased the sports budget and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric with focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection.
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है। हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं। बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है। सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है। आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है। 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं। भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है।
The 8-day tournament, which will continue till the 11th of this month, is witnessing participation of over 1,000 players from across the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Dr. Jaishankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassadors' Conference as the guest of honour. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, will be commissioned by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in Goa today. The 114.5-metre vessel has over 60% of indigenous content. The 4,200-tonne vessel boasts of a speed of more than 22 knots and an endurance of 6,000 nautical miles. The vessel will serve as a critical platform for enforcing marine pollution control regulations, maritime law enforcement, search and rescue operations, and safeguarding India's exclusive economic zone. The winter session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The 4-day session will continue till the 8th of this month. During the session, discussions will be held on various issues, including pollution, environment and CAG's report related to Sheesh Mahal project as well as Delhi Jal Board. The Asian Games 2018 Asian Games gold medalist Amit Pangal of SSCB and Sagar of Haryana registered contrasting wins to advance in the elite men and women national boxing championships being played at Gautam Buddha University in Greater Noida. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha, Punjab, East, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh over the next 2 days. And that's the end of this news bulletin.